the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
Slim, I guess our work's about done here.
That's right, Ranger Doug. Who were those masked men? I wanted to thank them.
I don't know. They left a silver CD, though.
Yeah.
Hit them up.
Well,
let's
rise. Yeah.
Where's Woody? Yeah.
Who?
That's right, Ranger Doug and Too Slim. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and they've tuned in just in time to... Just in time for Farrier's file.
For that thing?
Just
that
for one thing? Just in time for, yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah, well,
okay,
whatever.
Right. What do you got for
well,
us?
Well, let's talk about blacksmithing.
Do, please.
You know, sometimes we get tied up in the blacksmith genre.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, a blacksmith is a worker of iron and steel, right?
Yeah, iron.
And
batter,
a farrier does make shoes, so that makes him a blacksmith.
And does bend metal.
But sometimes, incorrectly, we use the term blacksmith as a farrier.
Right.
Not all blacksmiths are farriers.
Right. Not all farriers are blacksmiths.
They can build a shoe.
And I'm going to tell you that, too.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, that comes from experience. That's me.
Well, and when you're in the blacksmith shop,
sure,
in the farrier shed, if there's metal sitting on the ground,
oh man,
do not pick it up with your bare hand.
Rule number one:
that will make your eyes water.
Of the blacksmith shop, never pick any metal up off the ground.
Not with your bare hands.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have a pair of tongs.
Yeah, that's right.
Or your gloves, and you won't hold it too long.
Even if you have gloves on. Yeah.
Yeah. If it's laying on the ground, leave it there.
Don't pick it up.
Get your fire tongs.
Remember that a farrier is not necessarily a blacksmith, and a blacksmith is not necessarily a farrier.
That's a fact.
I built a shoe for the first time in my whole life.
Yeah.
I've shod horses my whole life, but never built a shoe.
Keg shoes. Never built a shoe. Why build them?
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Cheaper to buy.
I did it for the first time a year or two ago.
Just to see if you could.
Well, it was pathetic. It was a pathetic effort, but by gosh, I built a shoe.
You got her dead, huh?
Yeah, but I love putting coke in the forge and just sitting there and bending metal.
Yeah, and just burn steel.
And burn the end of it off.
Right.
Yeah, left it in too long. Right, yeah.
Twice.
That is some great information there, big feller, and thank you for Farrier's
File. My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, it is too, is so, no. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick,
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. That's right. We bend them.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, most likely.
And if we heat it up, we're pulling clips.
There you go. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
Not too bad.
Pulling clips on a keg shoe isn't all that easy.
No, it's an art.
It really is. I mean, you can blow through those pretty easily, can't you?
Yep. Yes, you can.
All right, back to where we were.
Okay, that'll make your eyes water.
Let's have some music, shall
we? Okay.
Yeah, this is going to make your eyes water.
Okay.
Yeah, the riders in the sky. That's how the yodel was born.
When you hear a cowboy yodel and a song of open range, your heart leaps up to hear his stirring tale. But did you ever wonder at the end of his refrain why his voice leaps in a mournful way?
Well, the story as told to me was handed down through history of a singing cowboy brave enough to try to ride the meanest old cayuse and bucked him off right at the chute and left him spinning way up in the sky.
Bronco jumped up and the cowboy came down. They met at the old saddle horn. It made a deep impression, you could say it changed his life. And that's how the yodel was born.
Sean to swam.
Oh, yeah, that's how the yodel was born.
That'll make your eyes water.
That will make your eyes water. Also make you sing soprano.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about that.
Only the dogs can hear you.
You got it. Well, we are talking about that'll make your eyes water, right?
Yes.
You have this affinity for hot chili peppers.
I do.
You do.
I do.
Yeah, but that makes my eyes water.
It will make. Some of them will.
Holy cow. Yeah. My mama.
Make your eyes water and your ears burn and your nose run and your feet smell.
Right. That's right. Now, does it make your ears ring?
Yeah.
No doubt about that. Now, have you tried Carolina Reapers?
I have.
Whoa.
And there is a way you can do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you got to line your mouth or your stomach or something. What?
Actually, you blister them.
Okay.
You put them in a little olive oil or vegetable oil.
Yeah.
You blister the snot out of them.
Okay.
You pull them out. Well, sorry. We've got to start at the beginning.
Start over.
Split them first.
Okay.
Blister the snot out of them.
Okay.
Pull them out of the hot oil.
Yeah.
Drop a little bit of salt.
Yeah.
And lime on it.
Really?
And you can eat any pepper that way.
Oh, bull.
Yeah.
It's a true story. Really?
True story.
And it doesn't blow your head off?
No.
Well, sure. Okay, never mind.
You
can't be trusted.
It's true.
Really?
Okay. It is true.
A little salt and a little lime.
You know, if Jared was still with us, he would back me up.
Okay. All right.
He would back me up. All right. We did some ghost peppers that way.
And it was, were they good?
Oh, man, they're delicious.
Yeah, but they're still blow your head off hot.
Oh, yeah, not, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes.
They're tolerable.
Okay, sure.
Tolerable.
All right, I'm just going to take your word for it because I ain't going to try it. All right, yeah. Maybe some of that, like Lynn Bernard's chili that he...
Ooh, yeah, that'll make your eyes water sometimes.
That will make your eyes water. That weekend you guys invited me out for the chili cook, I thought, well, this is going to be fun, but it ended up being painful. He made some for Neil.
But you just got to eat it, you know. And as soon as you stop eating it, it gets hot.
Well,
so you just keep eating it.
There's not enough milk to help me out with that, brother. Yeah.
I talked old Rooster into eating one of them little yellow chili peppers.
Yeah, did he?
He did pretty good.
Did he kaya?
He did pretty good. His eyes watered a little bit.
Well, yeah.
He went back for a third.
Really?
He ate two, and then the other day he ate one.
I'll be darned.
So he's easing into it.
Well, I can do that. I can have three. 3 days in a row.
One a day for three days.
I'm
here to tell you it'll take a sore throat away and a heartburn.
You eat them for belly aches.
And that helps in your belly, too.
That's just wrong.
Yeah.
That's just
you got a bellyache, have a chili pepper.
That's just not right. I am sorry. That's just not right. That's just wrong. All right. I remember as a little boy working Dad's handyman, Jack.
Oh, now you're going somewhere.
Let me tell you what made my eyes water.
Pinching son of a gun.
I dropped the handle.
Yeah.
And I was standing over the top of it. That handle came back and hit me in the forehead.
Oh, I thought it would hit you right where you forked.
No, well, that would have made my eyes water, too. No, it hit me in the forehead. I don't remember much. I mean, things went black.
Boy, I'm here to tell you, those handyman jacks will hurt you.
And it made my eyes water.
Yeah.
To this day, I still know to stand off to the side when working one of those things.
They're the handiest tool there is in the world, but you really got to be paying attention.
Yeah. We need to ditch out to another cowmercial, and when we come back, Bax has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.